Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program are recordings by Spike Hughes and comparison of those recordings with the others of the same tunes made by American bands. There is a very nice page about Spike Hughes in the internet. It's jabw.demon.co.uk/spike.htm. I will read a little bit from the Wikipedia entry for Spike Hughes. It tells us that Patrick Spike Cairns Hughes was born on October 19, 1908, died on February 2, 1987. He was a British jazz musician, composer, and music journalist. He was the son of Irish composer, writer, and song collector Herbert Hughes. Spike Hughes was a multidimensional musician playing the double bass, composing operatic scores, arranging jazz recordings, and writing books on topics ranging from gardening to Toscanini's music. Hughes' small recording group was one of the earliest artists signed to Decca Records in England, spanning the period from 1930 to 1933, including over 30 sessions. Originally billed as Spike Hughes and his Decca Dance, he reportedly didn't like the name and after three sessions was changed either his dance orchestra or his Three Blind Mice for smaller sessions. His recording career culminated in his visit to New York City, where he arranged three historic recording sessions involving members of Benny Carter's and Louis Russell orchestras with Colburn Hawkins and Harry Red Allen from Fletcher Henderson band. These 14 legendary sides were mostly Hughes' own compositions, and they were recorded under the name of Spike Hughes and his Negro Band. Spike Hughes wrote two volumes of his autobiographies, one in 1946 entitled Opening Bars, Beginning an Autobiography, and the second volume was in 1951. It was called Second Movement, Continuing the Autobiography. Okay. Oh, yeah, one more thing. One of the bands, one of the members of his band called the Three Blind Mice was Jimmy Dorsey when he visited England in 1930. The recordings that I'm going to play of Spike Hughes are from two LPs. One is called Spike Hughes, His Decadence and His Dance Orchestra, 1930, Volume 1. The other one is called Spike Hughes and His Dance Orchestra and His Three Blind Mice, 1930, Volume 2. Both of these are found on retrieval, and I believe they were transferred and mastered by John R. T. Davis. Indeed they were mastered and transferred by John R. T. Davis. Okay, let's get started with the music. The first tune I want to play is St. James Infirmary. First, I'll play the Spike Hughes recording from April 29, 1930. We have Jack Jackson on trumpet, Rex Owen on clarinet, Max Farley on alto, Philip Buchel on alto also, Stan Andrews on violin, Eddie Carroll on piano, Leslie Smith on guitar, Spike Hughes on string bass, Bobby Davis is on alto and baritone saxophone, the drummer is Bill Hardy, and there is a vocal by Val Rosing. For a comparison, I will play another recording from 1930. This is January 28, 1930. And it's King Oliver and his orchestra. Carol Dickerson is on violin and directing. King Oliver, Henry Allen and Bob Ermiley on trumpet. Jimmy Archie on trombone. Bobby Holmes on clarinet, alto sax. Glenn Pake and another alto sax. Question mark Walter Wheeler on tenor sax. Don Fry on piano. Arthur Taylor on banjo. Gene Stoltz on guitar. Clinton Walker on brass bass. And the vocalist in this recording of St. James Infirmary is Frank Marvin under the pseudonym of Sonny Woods. And there is an unknown musician who plays chimes in St. James Infirmary. So let's then compare two recordings of St. James Infirmary. First, Spike Hughes and his dance band, and then King Oliver and his orchestra, 1930. Thank you.
$20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing pat.
The next recording that I want to play is Margie, first Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra, with Norman Payne on trumpet, Jack Fleming on trombone, Phil Cardew on clarinet, Harry Hines clarinet and baritone, Philip Buchel on alto, George Hurley violin, Jerry Moore piano, Alan Ferguson guitar, Spike Hughes on the brass bass, and Bill Hardy on drums. For a comparison, I will play the June 1st, 1928 of Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, many, many more than Five Pennies, Red Nichols, Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Dudley Dozdick on mellophone, Fud Livingston clarinet, tenor sax, Murray Kellner on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Art Miller on string bass, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums and vibraphone. So let's listen then to Margie, first by Spike Hughes and his orchestra in 1930, and then Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, 1928. Thank you. next recording that I want to play is The Man from the South. It's a composition by Rube Bloom, recorded by Spike Hughes and his Decadence on March 28, 1930. We have Max Goldberg on trumpet, Philip Buchel on alto, Stan Andrews on violin, probably doubles on clarinet, Eddie Carroll on piano, Leslie Smith guitar, Spike Hughes string bass, and Val Rosing on drums and vocal. For a comparison, I will play the recording by Joe Venuti's Blue 4 of June 14, 1928, with Joe Venuti on violin, Don Murray on baritone, Rube Bloom on piano, and he takes the vocal, Eddie Lang on guitar, and there is a question mark, Paul Grasselli on drums. So let's listen then to The Man from the South, composition by Rube Bloom, first, 1930, Spike Hughes and his Decadence, then 1928, Joe Venuti's Blue 4.
Walked around just like a dance, very nearly wandered off the map. A virtuous fun of any kind, hardest case you'd ever find. Now I'm quite a different kind of chap. Perhaps you wonder why, you do well, this is why. Oh, I met a man from the South. Yes, I met that man from the South. He had a big cigar right in his mouth, so I knew the South.
Cigar in his mouth. So I knew that he was from the South. Tell you about this great big man from the South. Had a big cigar in his mouth, so I knew that he was from the South. Play it, son.
The next tune I want to play is Poor Butterfly, recorded on April 29, 1930 by Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra, Jack Jackson trumpet, Max Farley at clarinet, alto and flute, Philip Buchel on alto, Bobby Davis alto baritone, Stan Andrews violin, Eddie Carroll piano, Leslie Smith guitar, Spike Hughes string bass, Bill Harty drums. The vocal is by Val Rosing. I will follow that with the recording from February 7, 1928 by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Now, Bix was with the band at this time, but he does not participate in this recording session. So we have Charles Margulis and Eddie Pinder on trumpet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall on trombone, Harold MacLean, oboe, clarinet, alto sax, Chester Hazlett, clarinet, alto sax, Charles Strickfaden, English horn, clarinet, tenor sax, baritone, Rube Crozier, bassoon, clarinet, alto sax, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, and Mario Perry play the violin. Matty Malnick is on viola. In fact, he takes a solo here. Roy Bargi on piano, and Mike Trafficante brass bass, and Mike Pingitori on banjo, Harold MacDonald on drums. So let's listen then to Poor Butterfly first. Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra, 1930, then Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, 1928.
Butterfly.
let's move to the tune I Like to Do Things for You. This was recorded by Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra on June 27, 1930, with Norman Payne on trumpet, Jock Fleming on trombone, Harry Hines clarinet, baritone, Philip Buchel clarinet, alto, George Hurley violin, Eddie Carroll piano, Alan Ferguson guitar, Spike Hughes string bass, Bill Hardy drums. For the comparison, I would like to play a recording by Stu Pletcher under the name of Pletcher's Eli from Trot. And Brian Rust's American Dance Band discography only gives the name of Stu Pletcher on trumpet and vocal and director, and then he gives the composition of the band, no names. Another trumpet, trombone, two clarinet, alto sax, clarinet, tenor sax, piano, guitar, string, bass, drum. So let's listen then. Oh, by the way, that was recorded on Long Island City on sometime in May of 1930. So let's listen then to two recordings of the tune I Like to Do Things for You. First, Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra. Then, Pletcher's Eli Prom Trotters, both recordings from 1930.
Thank you. six ties, smooth your hair, put things order here and there. Cause I like baseball, do things for you, baby. Like big lids off your suit, blunt to keep you nice and cute. Cause I like to do things for you. There doesn't seem to be need for me to mention that I'm the party who can give you the very best of attention, babe. Oh, like tuck shirt, dust off your head, poke all around you, just like that. Cause I like to do things for you.
Next, I will play two versions of the tune Happy Feet. Of course, this is one of the numbers in the Paul Whiteman's King of Jazz movie, unfortunately without Bix. Anyway, the recording by Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra is from June 27, 1930, and the composition of the band is exactly the same as the one in the previous recording that I played. I like to do things for you. For a comparison, I will play the tune recorded on October 14th, 1930 by Cab Calloway and his orchestra, with Cab Calloway on vocal and directing, R.Q. Dickerson, Lamar Wright, and Rubin Reeves on trumpet, the Priest Wheeler, and perhaps Harry White on trombone, William Thornton, blue clarinet, alto sax, Andrew Brown, bass clarinet, tenor sax, Walter Thomas, alto sax, tenor sax, baritone, Ears Prince on piano, Maurice White on banjo, Jimmy Smith on brass bass, string bass, and Leroy Maxey on drums. So let's listen then to Happy Feet, first by Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra, and then by Cab Calloway and his orchestra, 1930. Thank you.
I've got those 10 little kids at the door, and when they hear a tune I can't control the dancing youth. Made my soul bleary blue, can't get into my shoes, because the shoes refuse to ever grow
weary.
I keep Jim Rod on earful of music sweet, cause God knows how to happy with me.
The next tune is Harlem Madness. It was recorded by Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra on July 16, 1930. Norman Payne and Bill Gaskin on trumpets, Jack Fleming on trombone, Phil Cardew on clarinet, Harry Hines clarinet baritone, Philip Buchel alto, George Hurley violin, Jerry Moore piano, Alan Ferguson guitar, Spike Hughes string bass, Bill Harty drums. And for the comparison, I want to play the recording of Harlem Madness from November 18, 1929 by Coon Sanders' Nighthawks with the Joe Rickelson and Bob Pope on trumpet, Rex Downing on trombone, Harold Thiel and John Thiel clarinet alto sax, Floyd Estep clarinet tenor sax, Joe Sanders piano and vocal, Ross Stout banjo, Elmer Krebs on brass bass, and Callon Coon on drums. So let's listen then to Harlem Madness. First, Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra in 1930, then the Coon Sanders Nighthawks in 1929.
Thank you.
Avenue, where I got that Harlem madness, where they sang the weary blues, shake their feet with dancing shoes. That's what I crave to do is when I get that Harlem madness. On you saxophones, you've got me wild and how. See those browns in twinging gowns, come and get me, Satan, you got me now. Harlem town, I'm coming to you. Major Bond, hallelujah. I lay the blame on you when I get that Harlem
Okay, this will be the last recording that I'm going to play as far as comparisons are concerned. And the recording by Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra is from July 16, 1930. The composition of the band is exactly the same as the one in the previous recordings that I played, Harlem Madness. And Margie, with one exception, that Gaskin is not present in the recording of Cinderella Brown. For the comparison, I will play the recording of the same tune by the Charleston Chasers. This is February 20, 1930, with Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Joe Tardo on string bass, Stan King on drums, and the vocal is by Roy Evans. So let's listen then to Cinderella Brown, first Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra, and then the Charleston Chasers, 1930. Thank you.
molasses way uptown. Who's the reason why the men wear glasses? Little Cinderella Brown. Since she got ambitions way uptown. There's a millionaire who does the dishes, oh, little Cinderella Brown. Yeah, she comes, look at that strut, look at the tears in her eyes. Is she hot, showing them what girls can do when they're wise? Harlem, territories upside down. Now they all believe in fairy stories, like little Cinderella Brown.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed as much as I have the comparisons of recordings of the same tune by Spike Hughes and his Decadence or Dance Orchestra and by various American bands. It's always interesting to make comparisons, and I must say that the Spike Hughes recordings are clearly influenced or inspired by his liking of Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. It's they are a good example of British jazz in the late 1920s or early 1930s. They were very good at taking this completely American art form, and by completely American, of course, I mean the blend of immigration that characterizes the United States, people from Europe, in the particular case that I'm talking about, and from Africa, and the British were able to emulate the spirit as well as the sound of the bands that were playing dance band music and jazz in the U.S. in the late 20s and early 30s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
This is